One of the reasons we're so lucky to live in this region, of course, is the pristine coastline from the Central Coast right up to Port Stephens. Well, beaches really don't get much better than what we've got here, do they? So naturally, many people are protective of these areas. Energy company Advent Energy found that out earlier this year when their plan to use seismic testing to explore the coast for gas was slammed by the community. Advent ended up walking away from that seismic testing plan, but they still want to drill the area for gas. In fact, they've applied to the relevant body to allow drilling to begin. We've actually contacted Advent Energy and asked them to come on our show or to give us a statement at least, so we'll see how we go with that. But Dr. Natasha Dean is the founder and chair of Save Our Coast, a local not-for-profit, and she's come on to express some of her group's concerns over the development. Good afternoon, Natasha.
Hello, Paul.
Just explain to us, firstly, what the Advent Energy plan is and why you object to it.
Well, our beautiful coast has been designated Petroleum Exploration Permit 11, or PEP 11, and that's, as you say, 4,500 square kilometres of ocean from Newcastle right through the Central Coast to Manly, and right now approvals are imminent to allow these oil and gas companies to change the PEP 11 title to proceed with drilling for gas and to extend the title, which was due to expire early 2021. And it's just devastating to so many of us to think that our beautiful coast that we all love could be industrialised with rigs on the horizon of our favourite beaches. That threatens our coast, our environment and our communities and our way of life to drill for fossil fuels.
What's the evidence on gas drilling in regard to the damage that it does? What do you know about it?
Well, first of all, you know, with gas, two-thirds of our gas is exported, and gas is a climate-damaging fossil fuel, with methane, which is the main component of gas, is actually 84 times more powerful at destabilising the climate than carbon dioxide. And this is going to accelerate our path to climate destruction, risking more extreme weather and coral bleaching and acidification of oceans. Now, the risk of leaks and gas flares and explosions impact on air quality, impacting on health. And the most important thing is that drilling in the ocean risks pollution and risks encountering oil, which is often present where there is gas. So an oil spill could destroy the coast of New South Wales and the east coast of Australia and beyond, you know, harming millions of creatures and the economy and all of us. Now, in Bass Strait, initial drilling for one gas well, which was proposed then and as is proposed here, ended up being 23 offshore platforms, as well as the discovery of a huge oil reserve and eventually a big oil field, which is owned by, you know, multinational overseas oil and gas companies with 600 kilometres undersea pipelines. Now, is this what we're to expect here for our coast?
Natasha, obviously the company's confident that there is gas out there. They've walked away from seismic testing, so they're pretty confident, obviously.
Well, yes, they say that there are really huge reserves of gas there, which is what is really concerning. And we succeeded in having seismic testing cancelled, you know, in a win for marine life. But now the oil and gas companies, you know, did state they were aware of the strong opposition. But sadly, they want to go ahead and proceed straight to drilling for gas. Now, there is massive opposition to this flawed plan. And you know, thousands of community members have expressed their opposition to it.
Okay, so we know that when approvals for these kinds of processes are given, there's a long list of conditions. Why are you worried that the government can't protect our marine environment and promote industry at the same time?
Well, I think at the moment they're talking about a gas-led recovery. Now, you know, gas is a dirty fossil fuel, and what we're concerned about is that a so-called recovery that looks backwards into polluting and damaging short-sighted gas industry is not really a recovery. Now, research has shown that investment in renewables leads to 3 times as many jobs than investments in fossil fuels. And in the Hunter alone, a report from Beyond Zero Emissions states that low emissions projects can generate 100,000 jobs in the Hunter alone. So we have shown that, you know, it is a risky industry, accidents do happen, and the risk is just too great. It risks catastrophic damage of our coast, and in an era of climate damage when we don't need the gas, when two-thirds of the gas is exported, why risk what we love, that we are so deeply connected to, for a fossil fuel risky industry?
Natasha, you're not worried at all about the rubbery nature of the green jobs that everyone's touting at the moment? Barnaby Joyce told us the other day with $1.5 billion of investment in his electorate, the population in Glen Innes went up by one person. You're not worried that the potential for green jobs is being overstated?
I believe there have been lots of research to show the strength that could the economy could grow with renewable industry, and this is the economic recovery we need, you know, one that strengthens and diversifies our coastal communities into these secure low-emission jobs. And so to consider drilling for fossil fuels along the most heavily populated area of Australia of 5 million people, along our beautiful coast and in the well migration path, fill so many of us with despair. And Save Our Coast has conducted 13,000 conversations in the community, and we have heard how deeply the community feels about this issue. And thousands of people attended our Save Our Coast events over 2 years, and we have collected 65,000 signatures on petitions to Council PEP 11, which is testament to the strong community opposition. You know, we love our beaches and our whales and dolphins and way of life, and in fact, just the other day, I saw a pod of beautiful dolphins at Bar Beach and whales at Merriweather and Redhead. And how lucky are we to see this incredible whale migration and to have this coast that brings so many of us joy.
Natasha, what are you going to do next? Are you going to try and lobby local politicians? Have you had many discussions with them?
We have, and we have a current action at the moment, which is inundating MPs with emails to save our coast and to stop PEP 11. It's really exciting to see the momentum that is building, because although COVID-19 has prevented us from being out in the community, we continue to be a strong voice to represent community concerns and raise awareness to save our coast that we all love. So, you know, it's preventing us from protesting en masse, but our current action is just having this, as I said, building a huge momentum. And it is impacting on MPs. Some MPs have already come out and stated that they are against the proposal, which is fantastic.
Natasha Dean, good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on our show today.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Dr. Natasha Dean is the founder and chair of Save Our Coast.